Well, now would be a good time to push, not punch, the panic button. On the court last night in New York, LeBron James poured in 32 points, Dwayne Wade added 20, as the Heat rolled over the Knicks 87-70 to take a 3-0 series lead. The Knicks are setting all sorts of records that nobody wants, shooting a franchise playoff record low 32% from the floor and dropping their 13th straight postseason game dating back to 2001, an NBA record. Miami can finish off New York Sunday afternoon at the Garden. Meanwhile, in Dallas, the Thunder has also stormed to a 3-0 series lead following their 95-79 rout of the Mavericks. Kevin Durant led the way with 31 points. To the NHL postseason last night in New Jersey, Alexei Ponikarovsky scored at 17:21 of overtime to lift the Devils to a 4-3 win over the Flyers. New Jersey owns a 2-1 series lead. In Los Angeles, Drew Doughty had a goal and two assists as the Kings skidded past the Blues 4-2 to take a 3-0 series lead. To baseball, enter Sandman? More like exit Sandman. The Yankees could be up the Rivera without a paddle. Yankees closer and all-time saves leader Mariano Rivera has torn his right ACL and meniscus, an injury he suffered shagging fly balls during batting practice prior to the Yankees' 4-3 loss in Kansas City. The 42-year-old is likely out for the entire 2012 season. Elsewhere in the American League, Cleveland beat the White Sox 7-5, Toronto blanked the Angels 5-0, and Tampa Bay got by Seattle 4-3. Over to the NL, Washington doubled up Arizona 2-1, Philadelphia shut out Atlanta 4-0, Pittsburgh held off St. Louis 6-3, Cincinnati dumped the Cubs 4-3-10, and Miami edged San Francisco 3-2. In NFL news, the San Diego County Medical Examiner's Office has ruled Junior Seau's death a suicide. The autopsy says the former Chargers, Dolphins, and Patriots linebacker died Wednesday of a gunshot wound to the chest. The Medical Examiner's Office says it's waiting a decision by the family on whether to turn over Seau's brain to unidentified outside researchers for study. And Terrell Suggs is expected to have surgery as soon as next week to repair a partially torn Achilles tendon that could keep him sidelined for the 2012 season. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.